This is Decoded 8 Book for August 11th. By 1916, the United States had managed to stay out of war in Europe, but there was growing uneasiness about the country's future. Inflation was beginning to creep up, and as the labor market tightened, business was disrupted by strikes. Workers demanded higher pay and better working conditions. Farmers, on the other hand, benefited from increased demand and higher prices for agricultural products. Americans anxiously awaited the outcome of the 1916 presidential election. Democrat Woodrow Wilson had been elected president in 1912 and was now hoping to win a second term. Republicans nominated Charles Evans Hughes on the third ballot. Theodore Roosevelt flirted with running again and still had strong backing in the party. But he realized that doing so would split the vote, weaken the Republicans, and most likely hand the victory to the Democrats. So he stepped aside. At the time, political candidates gave interviews to newspapers, but real campaigning was done in person. William Henry Harrison is credited as the first presidential candidate to campaign by train. And by 1916, candidates were expected to take to the rails. Campaign stops were made even in the smallest towns. These became known as whistle stop tours, because railroads signaled a train's approach to a small town with a blast of the steam whistle. On this date in 1916, Charles Evans Hughes made a campaign stop in Beach, North Dakota. People swarmed in from the countryside for the event. It was estimated that over 1,000 people gathered at the railroad station to hear him speak. The newspaper described his short speech as logical, clear, and sufficient as possible, considering the short amount of time. Hughes focused on what he saw as the shortcomings of the Wilson administration. He expressed his desire to stay out of the war in Europe. He also spoke against pork barrel spending, a remark that drew a round of applause. He closed by wishing the people of Beach peace and prosperity. After a 5-minute stay, Hughes waved from the rear platform as the train pulled out toward Glendive, his next stop. The Wilson campaign focused on states with larger populations and did not visit North Dakota. But the state went with the Democrats in the end. North Dakotans voted for Wilson, 54% to 41% for Hughes. Today's Decoded 8 Book was written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Decoded Date Book is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.